Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
So listen to this, because I'm in like this weird predicament where I should just let it go, but it's bothering me and I don't know if I should bring it up. All right. On Saturday, I was texting with a friend of mine, and she's like, not one of my best friends, but like a good friend. And we were setting up a play date for the kids, you know? Sure. So we go back and forth a couple times. We set the date, go on. About 5 minutes later, I get another text from her. So I immediately look and it says, I don't think I can forgive her. It was a really awful thing to say to a person. That's what the text says.
Oh, boy.
So I look at it and I go, huh? Right? So I reply with like just two question marks. Right?
Sure.
She replies and she writes back, oh my gosh, sorry, wrong person. So she texted me back by accident. Probably yeah. She was having another conversation with somebody else.
Sure.
So I didn't respond to that.
But who's she talking about? That's really the key.
That's what I was saying.
Right.
So now, I thought after that initial text, the reason why I didn't text her back is I thought she would elaborate. Like, I thought she would say something, like, right. explain what was going on here
or whatever. Because then you're like, wait a minute. She was just talking to me. So is she talking about me?
I mean, I can't. First thing I did was to go back and read the chain. Like, did I say something stupid?
Right.
Like, what the heck was, what is she talking about? But then I'm like, it's probably has something, nothing to do with me.
Of course.
So she never explained. I never pursued it. And we haven't done anything yet. Now, we're getting together next week, so we still have a whole week. Now, it's killing me because I'm dying to know
right.
what it is, who was it, and, like, what's the thing? So now, do I say, hey, you never told me what this was about?
Right.
But it was a wrong text. She didn't mean to send it to me.
And the third part is, the other consideration is, number one, we said, was she talking about you to somebody else?
Yeah.
Was she, you know... But if she was going through something right at that moment, I mean, she's supposed to be a pretty good friend.
Why isn't she talking
to you about it, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you go and pursue it and follow up again, does that make it more awkward?
Yes, because that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, it's been days now.
Yeah.
So now 2 days since this has happened, and am I going to be like, hey, but you never told me what you meant? Like,
right.
you know, and it's none of my business, but I'm so curious. And then in my head, I go, maybe I should just wait till we're together. And the kids are playing. And then I'd be like, my gosh, I saw that text. I got all confused. And see if she offers it or should I not bring it up at all? Because we've all been in the situation where we sent a wrong text.
Right.
And then you feel like dumb about it.
Well, I mean, I think the bigger thing is maybe it's just something she doesn't want to broach with you. All mm-hmm. right. Maybe it's not a public thing. She could have been talking to anybody when she sent that wrong text at that point. Her mom, mm-hmm. anybody really, really close. So it could be a family thing or whatever she doesn't want to elaborate on. So it kind of paints her into a corner. On the other hand, I'm also dying of curiosity. Would it be cool if when you ask her, you dial me on speakerphone or you have me like off to the side under the table with the phone, like on your leg, you know?
I
say you have to do it at face to face because then you'll know whether or not she's lying.
All right. So you think I should bring it up? Because that's the big question is, do I just let this go and let the curiosity kill me and eat me inside?
Yeah.
But that's what I should do because this clearly is none of my business. Or... do I just bring it up in passing when mm-hmm. I see her? Or do I text her immediately at some point today and being like, hey, you never told me what this was about?
I would attempt to look like I was bringing it up in passing while simultaneously having two fingers on somewhere where I could feel her pulse.
Okay.
And looking at her eyes to see whether or not they dilate.
I'm not going
to do that. Combined with a bead of sweat on the forehead, she's lying.
Oh, gosh. What is a really awful thing that you can say to a person that you'll never get forgiven for?